Hi there. My name is Neverson Forrest, and I'd like to welcome you to this new series, Backstage Lens. Today's date is April 27, 2026, and I'm really happy to add this new series into my audio channel, Seven Wondrous Ventures. I've made reference to this show in previous podcast episodes, where I highlighted the fact that I'm working on a behind-the-scenes project for episode one of the Gravitational Ideas series. Oof, that was a long sentence. Okay, so while this project will technically be in a video form, I have found that creating audio episodes has really helped me to move things forward and explore further in the audio space. As the title of the series suggests, the new series is about pulling back the curtain on my creative process, sharing the behind the scenes of projects that I've completed and the ones that I'm currently creating. Through each episode, I'll walk you through the objectives, how I intend to bring them to life, and the technical challenges I face along the way. I'll also share how each project improves my skills, my mindset, and even how I manage my time and budget, offering a real behind-the-scenes lens into what it takes to build my creative projects from scratch. The reason I decided to start this series is because I had drafted a couple of video series long ago, and I had plans to solely introduce them into my YouTube channel. But after some time, I discovered that my type of video projects do take a significant amount of time and effort to create, especially in their earliest stages because it's highly experimental. I mean, I am technically in the early stages of my creative journey, so this is to be expected. This means working with fragmented ideas, rough concepts, and tests, which is amazing to be honest with you. I really do like the process. Since my current growth objective is to build a strong, solid foundation that all my future work will stand on. The unfortunate part about this process is that too much time is often focused on one single project, and as a result, it creates long gaps of completed work. For example, from the outside, it can look like nothing is happening, when in reality, a lot is being developed behind the scenes, but they're not ready to be presented yet. Additionally, it's very important for me to document and share updates about my creative journey, because at the end of the day, everything connects to tell a story of how I became the storyteller I envision. And this is where this series comes in. It's meant to bridge the gap by providing behind-the-scenes work, which helps to highlight the experiments, the setbacks, and the small wins that contribute to the final project. Now, focusing on the format of this series, it will vary depending on whether a project has been completed or is still ongoing. This is because of the amount of information that is available will determine what and how I will talk about a particular project. For example, for ongoing projects, the episodes will be more like real-time updates. This means updates on a specific project, technique, challenge, and the lessons learned. So these episodes will be more fluid and a bit more experimental because the project itself is still taking shape. Whereas for completed project, it will be more of a structure breakdown. I'll walk you through the original idea, how it evolved over time, the tools and techniques I use, the challenges I face, and the lessons learned. This is all to say that these episodes will be more analytical, providing the full picture of the entire process from start to finish. These formats were created to be flexible in a way to allow the series to adapt naturally to the project, instead of forcing every episode to follow the same structure. Similar to the other audio shows, this series will have a video version, but it won't be one-to-one duplication, if that makes any sense. Let me explain. The scripts for the audio episodes are written in a way to deliver the information without the help of illustration, so everything is explained clearly through words alone. With the video version itself, I will be revising the script by taking the key messages and building on it visually. This means showing actual project files, timelines, rough drafts, test scenes, and different stages of development. In some cases, I might even simplify or recreate certain parts to better communicate what's happening. Now, with regards to the schedule of this new series, it will be very similar to the other audio shows like Echoes of a Story, The Calligrapher's Archive, and Questions and Confessions. This is to maintain a sustainable and flexible schedule where nothing is fixed and the focus is on maintaining consistency and quality. And now, to conclude this episode, I am very happy to have officially debuted this new series that's been sitting on the shelf for quite some time now. It serves as my commitment to showing all aspects of my journey, not just the final pretty results. Its focus will be on everything that led up to the final results, things like the original idea, iterations, the mistakes, and the adjustments that shaped the final result. In the simplest form, it's the raw behind the scenes that I think you will find helpful to understand my decision making and hopefully assist new artists to take a similar approach or avoid my mistakes. So, until next time, take care.